Good morning, Lee. How are you?
The last couple of weeks we spoke about Snapper. There's still the talk of the northwest coast at the moment for all fishos. Port Sorell, there's a lot from there and stretching right along the coast.
There are, Lee. You're dead right. So Port Sorell, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, Lee, a young gentleman caught one land-based. They're still catching some nice snapper in the Port Sorell area, Lee, right the way through to Woolnorth. Now, we've had a couple of our gun fishos come in through the last week. Been catching them down around Woolnorth, Montague Way, on plastics, Lee, so and jigs. So it is revolutionising fishing, whether you us older fellas go out and put a bait down and sit back, Lee. Now jigs, soft plastics are starting to take over for the, you know, chasing your snapper, your kingfish and other things along those lines.
And burley sort of helps?
Burling helps a lot, Lee, yeah. So I always, you know, like to get out there. I do try with a jig. I haven't caught one yet, Lee, but I like, as I keep saying, change your light, change your tide, plenty of burley. Another thing that certainly made my ears prick up through the week too, Lee, that there was one caught, another one caught land-based out off Midway Point at Sulphur Creek. That just adds another good thing in when you're surf fishing, that you've not only got your silver trevally that you can catch, of course your blackback, but if we start getting snapper in close, Lee, it's just going to change our surf fishing along the coast. It's going to be absolutely tremendous. So it just goes to show, if you want to put some time in, you never know what you're going to come away with.
Yeah, okay, so good reports of silver trevally and also good reports of King George Whiting still surfacing.
Yep, there are, Lee. The silver trevally are going well. I don't know why they don't school so much out the front in the sea. They probably do and we just can't find them. But in our estuaries at the moment, Lee, they're catching some beautiful silver trevally. They will take soft baits, as we've touched on, so like nippers, prawns, little bits of squid. They'll take a soft plastic, they'll take hard bodies, so you can, you know, if you want to cast to them, you can. But a lot of people will like just going back with a bait and sitting back. They go well, and they don't eat too bad if you eat them fresh too, Lee. So if you're going to catch one, keep him, bleed him in the bucket, keep him nice and cool.
And they like to fight a bit too, don't they?
They do. Light tackle, they go really, really hard. They give a very good account for themselves. So they're probably one of the smaller pelagics that, you know, really are good fun to catch.
And they feed in sandy bottom channels, don't they, around the rock and weed areas?
Yeah, they do, Lee, yep. These things will school up. They like coming in on the sand. I've actually seen them down the east coast where they lay on their side and go in and dig for the nippers and other things. So if you can get onto them, have some great fun.
You did mention the beautiful east coast, and I believe Rodney's spent a bit of time down there.
Yeah, Rodney went down at the weekend, Lee, and fished George's Bay, and as we touch on, it's a beautiful part of the world. Once again, he came away with some beautiful silver trevally. Myriad of other fish are going on down there too. You always, you know, you got your salmon in there, your tailor. I haven't heard too much about kingfish in there yet, Lee, but even the beaches, if you get down around that way, you got swim cart, your Scamander Beach, every chance of going, getting some beautiful big blackback off the beaches, and as we touch on, great place to be.
Those anglers are zeroing in on sea runner trout. Where do we find those? Around the Stanley area?
Yeah, they are actually. If you get up into those, heard some reports in the rivers up through there, like the Black, the Duck, the Montague River, still giving up the odd good sea runner, Lee.
So more circular head.
Yeah, circular head. I still wouldn't, if you want to go and have a go, even out here at the Emu, the Blythe. I know there's some nice ones caught maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago now out of the Blythe. So it's still worth a look. So don't dismiss a sea runner in our local estuaries either. Tide going out. On a plastic, little hard body, hopefully come away with a nice trout.
What about our lakes and dams?
So Talbots is going well, Lee. So is South Warana, starting the fish on the mud eye. So just on dark, the fish usually come in close to shore. I know South Warana, somewhere between 10 to 9, quarter past to half past. They come in, have a go for about 20 to 30 minutes, then they go. So just get a little mud eye pattern on the fly, or if you're not a fly person, a surface popper, just work him slow along the top. And as I say, it's a great way to fish.
Fantastic. And a few people still heading down the west coast?
There are, Lee, yep. But this wind that's come in now, it's going to stay with us over the weekend and then early next week. I think the west coast well and truly out of it now to the weather drops. One thing I did hear, I haven't seen any photos, just heard a few snotty trevally had turned up at Stanley. Not a lot, just a sprinkling. So if they start to turn up in numbers, we'll certainly let you know.
Just enough to get you interested. What about the tides? What are they looking like?
So high tide, we've missed that. You was probably up running around at 3:23 this morning. So this afternoon it's going to be 3:13 p.m. As I touched on, I think the wind and the sea conditions are going to be fairly poor going out to sea. If you want to go for fish, try the estuaries, try the fresh water.
Yeah, looking like we've got some showers and also some strong winds over the next couple of days, so please take care. How's that catalogue going, the Christmas catalogue for Tackle Water and Outdoors?
Lee, it's going like smoke, and thank you very much to all our customers that are coming in. Our stock's building up, our little shops like the TARDIS that we touch on every year. We just keep trying to blow the sides out of the shop to get more gear in there. So come on in. If you need anything for Christmas, come in and say good day.
Pop in and talk to the friendly staff at Tackle Water and Outdoors. You're in Wilson Street, Burnie, open till 5:30 weekdays, back again on Saturdays to 2 o'clock. Rock.
Yep, Lee, I've got this one off, so go in and have a talk to the boys if you need anything on Saturday.
We'll talk to you again with more fishing's hotspots next Friday morning, after 7.
Thanks very much, Lee.